normal session or whatever.
Okay, fine.
Call the question on resolutions 168. What the hell's the goddamn things? 164 to 170.
So we're going to put forth our...
No. Since you don't want to interview them, then we can do it a different way.
What do you mean? All of a sudden now you're going to change the way? Legislator Archer stated last week ago, that we'd put forth our bottom three.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you won't even interview two of the people right here.
Hector, we had no notification you were going to put these forth.
I mentioned at the beginning so that way you knew in advance,
well,
so that way we at least before we finish...
Put their name forward.
Well, they're already on. They're already here, is what I'm trying to say.
Well,
they're here right now.
Put my name forward.
Let's do that.
Well, I'm just saying, how are we going to talk about this? We're not just doing it because you said so. I'm like looking to do IDA appointments. This other stuff I don't know about. I want to see it in writing. I want to know what it's about. And
what's the feeling of the committee then?
Why are we doing the resolutions? That's to appoint members. So you're taking two away from them to put two on here?
I was basically just moving, and we'll just, you know, we'll just debate this out because these two should be able to get their chance to be interviewed.
That's fine. I'll make a date. We'll pull up our calendars tomorrow and make a date.
Okay. We're going to do an interview then. Okay.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not tonight. That's my opinion. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not the only person.
Somebody here should have called me.
Okay. Does anybody else have an opinion on the matter?
Has nothing to do with the call that said you want to put your names in. That's not the point. Nobody asked me. I mean, was there a vote? Was there a secret meeting? Well, what is... I don't understand.
No, we had a conversation and people didn't commit until, like, today.
But why wasn't the conversation at... the meeting itself, not behind a door, and then it gets brought up like this is what happened.
Why am I not part of the process? I'm bringing it up now.
Okay.
You're part of the process. You're here.
So then we're going to have to vote as a committee what to do. And I don't even know what the guidelines are. What's the guidelines?
Can I ask an informational question? Was there a process for applying for this position?
Yes, there was.
By which people were supposed to submit resumes and have a completed package to sign up for?
February 23rd.
But we accepted beyond that anyway. We did.
Yes, we did. We accepted. Everybody got a copy and notification and scheduling.
Sure. I'm saying, but since Mary Beth's saying that we'll schedule an interview for these two, that's fine. Okay.
No, I'm saying that's my
opinion. I don't think Mary Beth said that.
That's my opinion. And so you're saying out of the seven seats, two of them should be legislators? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm suggesting, sure.
Oh, I thought you're saying as sitting on the board to advise.
No, I'm suggesting two members of the legislature to serve on the board. So that's why I said, will we at least interview these two, and we're here today. So I said, maybe we can add them in after we finish Mike.
Then I didn't even understand that part. That just totally rewinds my comments now.
Okay.
Well, then...
Okay.
Did anyone else happen tonight then?
I have to start all over again
with my comments.
Anyone else want to jump in?
No, from my perspective, we've always... We've set direction with the IDA, and I believe that as a legislative body, we should be informed of what's happening there, and why not be a part of it? We're giving away, county money.
No, you're not.
Well,
you're not giving away.
I get it, tax breaks. I know what we're doing. We're giving tax breaks to generate jobs. I understand that. And for developing property. I totally understand that. But I don't see a problem with... You know, you guys sit on the UCEDA, you make decisions. We have no representation on the IDA, none.
The reason the IDA was created was basically to have seven independent people or five independent people that are free of political influence.
Yeah, we just told the person it wasn't a political job. I mean, I'm feeling very tired.
So, because we're in politics, we have board members who are in politics. So tell me why it's not okay.
John Morrow's a town board member.
Okay.
TJ's a town board member, he's applying. Jason's a town board member, he's applying.
When's the last time we had a legislator on the IJ?
Berardi.
This wasn't the last round we just did.
No, it never came up.
Berardi
was in there for 4 years.
This was just like, you know, just kind of talking about it. It wasn't like this long, drawn-out plan, okay, let's do it. It was a conversation about the candidates we were seeing, the things that we were doing, and the fact that we have, for how long, talked about representation on key and economic development components within this county. To have people sitting in UCEDA, you have economic development driving the agenda, you've got, what representation do we have in the IDA?
And again, I will state, they are supposed to be completely independent of any political influence.
And my point to you is that maybe we should have a rule that says nobody who is currently sitting on any town board should be on the IDA.
Or any elected position.
That's a political influence. So tell me how that's different than having a legislator. I'm asking respectfully.
In my opinion, it's not. I mean, it's basically, once you've got elected officials, like the reason why, you know, remember, IDAs are set forth in a specific section of law, and there's no prohibition on anybody in office serving on an IDA board. We've actually had Mr. Morrow on there for a number of years. Legislator Berardi served on there for 4 years. So it's not as if we haven't had this happen in the past or in currently or potentially in the future, as we actually have currently three people who are serving on town boards interested in serving, you know, on the IDA board now. So there's no prohibition. And it's because when these things were set up in state law. And so basically it depends county by county. It's not necessarily a hard and fast rule. I know in Sullivan County, I believe they've got two on there right now.
I'm talking about here.
No. But I'm just saying. It's the same section of law. And yes, clearly we have a history insofar as that Mr. Morrow is on the town board and deputy supervisor of the town of Ulster. Mr. Briggs is applying. He's on the town board in Wawarsing, and Mr. Andreasen's on Socrates. Right. So,
do we have a write up of what the IDA is supposed to, like, in verbiage? Because
we can get it.
Needs to be seven plus two legislators. Like, is it written that way?
Well, you can either have five or you can have seven. That's the part that is you know, spelled out, and that's.
I have to think about this. I misunderstood in the beginning, and I'm not changing.
Oh, okay, got it.
I thought you were saying as an advisory. Somehow.
No, that's
now,
not what they're saying.
Now that totally blows me out of the water, and I'm too tired.
Just speaking for myself, what I found intriguing about the suggestion was, again, sort of what Lynn said, it could be very valuable to have, in a bipartisan way, participation of legislators in the IDA. I think it could lead to really enhanced communication with the caucuses as it relates to various items. And I just think it's just the having our participation and the IDA in their decision making is, I think, would be very beneficial, and to the county as well.
Well, and bringing back to this committee,
Lynn, everyone can come to the meetings. Okay, the meetings are open to the general public.
Right.
I know the reason why everybody thinks I know so much. I go to more meetings. At 8 o'clock in the morning, public hearings for IDA projects, I put the time in. You know what I mean? You got
to accuse themselves when it comes up to a vote in session?
No, we're not benefiting from anything. We're not getting money as a result of it.
I don't know. I'd have to look into all this. I would think there would have to be.
Well, under that, I mean, half the time anybody recuses themselves. I mean, we had somebody who was a guard out at the college that would recuse himself. Do you think that guard position has any effect on anything? You know,
it's a financial benefit, that's why.
It's not, Hector, he can't move the needle 1 cent in their budget.
It doesn't matter. It becomes a matter in which, if there's a financial benefit, there's a hard and fast rule on that. And in all matters in which we are appointing, we appoint ourselves to a whole myriad of things, whether it's trails advisory or whether it's to like community action, whether it's this new task force against dealing, or this new body that the executive is proposing on opioids. I know that legislators are going on that. So there's always a whole myriad of different things that we appoint ourselves to, because there's no financial remuneration, that it's perfectly fine. Right. So, I mean, we do that all the time. And no one has ever, and I mean ever, recused themselves.
So I'm still confused about what's being proposed. I think it might be a benefit to have members of the legislature on the IDA if that is allowed. But I'm not sure if you're saying to reserve two seats.
No, I'm not reserving, but I'm just saying, I'm asking for them to be interviewed.
That you would be put into the application process. And if that's what you're proposing, then I think that the question for the committee is it reasonable to have two applications come in after the interview process has already been taking place, and when at least one of the members has been participating in those interviews, and presumably, you know.
Oh, we both have.
Well, that's what I mean. Yes. You can't now say you want to come in and interview. You've heard everybody.
Yeah,
talk
it's
about
not even about, and quite frankly, from an interview perspective, you know, I'm happy to interview, but at the end of the day, as a legislator and having the continuity of what happens in the IDA brought back to economic development, so we are looking at things holistically. I didn't know we were interviewing, so that was a surprise to me. But what I would say is, you know, we are two people who, A, sit on this committee. There is a direct line then back into the IDA, and we're ensuring, I mean, we're a decision-making body. We're a policy-making body. And, you know, ensuring that directionally things are going the way we want them to go.
Well, I think we're too far into the process right now to do this. You can't be part of the seven. I don't feel comfortable with that because of what we just went through. Because I would think you guys wouldn't have had to been able to sit through all those interviews. Do you know what I'm saying? It's almost like a bias kind of thing. Because now you're saying to me, well, just pick five because now we're making the seven. Maybe I already picked my seven.
Well, but then you can go in a different direction, and that's fine.
But this is what I'm saying. I think we're too far into the process.
Out.
But I'm not saying we can't say there can't be two legislators that we pick as like an advisory, if you want to be called something.
For me, it's about
decision making. It's about ensuring that directionally that group is going. And you know, and we've had this conversation before, that you're sitting there,
just what you're saying, to see if that group is going directionally where you want them to go.
That's the reason
that you put the people on there.
Our role is protecting taxpayers. Our role is to ensure that we're doing things that are benefiting the county. And This is not saying someone didn't do something, or I'm just saying our role is to ensure we're spending taxpayer money appropriately. The pilots, all of that stuff, and I get it. Believe me, as a town councilwoman, I get you can make a decision and 20 people line up and tell you why it's the wrong decision. What I'm saying is about communication, clarity, ensuring that people understand what it really is. And to the point you were trying to make, and I already know, is that we're not handing people money. We're deferring a tax as they're improving properties, which has an added value overall to the county. I mean, it's how you position things with people and ensuring that the jobs that we're creating, contracts are reviewed extensively. I mean, I think that's what we're here to do anyway. You know, whether we're doing it here or doing it in that body. Right now, we don't have anybody in that body. As a taxpayer, as a legislator, we have no connection back into the IDA.
I truly believe if you want that connection, you need to come to the meeting. And if you know someone, you need to reach out. I firmly believe IDAs are created. They're created by state legislation for exactly the purpose to remove political influence from decision making.
Well, then we need to readdress whether or not sitting town council people should be able to sit on these IDAs.
Because that's three people right now.
I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, if you're going to use political positioning as You don't think that we can make decisions without political influence as it relates to taxation and tax pilots and what is in the best interest of creating jobs in Ulster County?
I'm going to say this, and this is my last word. I'm not willing to change the process at this point of the seven people. If you want to add two people to it, I'm be more than happy. And if we want to discuss that there's Hector wants to be on it, you want to be on it, I want to be on it, or if Herbie wants to be on it, that should be clarified. But I'm not willing to go to them after we said we're picking seven people out of this group to now say it's only five, and now we're putting two legislators. I just don't think it looks like a clear, transparent way that we operate it. But I'd be willing to do seven and then two, but I want the whole committee here, and I want to know that you're the only two that want to do it. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm done.
I'm going to say this. I think this thing is going to get pushed into June. Do you think this is going to be in 20 minutes on next Tuesday?
You could appoint some members, but not all members.
I don't like that. I don't think that's fair to them. I don't think it's fair to them. If you want to change it for the next year, in the next 2 years, that's a different story. But if we told them we're picking seven people, and it was a group of individual seven people, then add two more people to it. I don't see what the hard. You're still nine people. You still got an odd number. You want legislators there? I don't have a problem with that. I don't.
Also,
a week ago you said come in with your bottom three.
Well, Mary Beth, in all fairness, said to come in with the bottom three.
I'm trying to make it
easy. No, it was
seven.
It was ten
applicants.
And also, by the way, I'm not exactly sure that whether or not we actually appoint for the term is in fact accurate. We actually normally appoint by the year. FYI. But that's just because I just figured, just because you brought that up, I was just kind of like, well, no, you know, that's actually technically. Everybody's at will anyway, regardless of actual, even though it's listed as a term, actually every member of the IGA is actually at will.
We had a group of great seven people. They've all said it. Mike's not even part of it. He said he likes the way they operate. And now you're going to go back and say, yeah, we liked you, but we really didn't like you because we're only going to pick five now. We're going to put two of us on there, make sure you're all doing your job, kind of. Just let it be with the seven and add the two.
Well, considering that in the past I was a member of the legislature, when we did appoint a legislator on there, it was very useful because we were able just to get direct answers. There was no filter. It was merely a matter of, this is what actually happened in the IDA board, this is what we discussed, and we had direct answers. So, in my opinion, I'm very comfortable with members of the legislature serving on the IDA board. And I think in these two, that would be potentially at least, let's use the word potentially, I think beneficial to us as a legislature and I think as a committee. So
are you willing to just pick five and then put the two? Or is my scenario?
Well, considering that I was leaving it open-ended insofar as they would all just interview, if you're going to basically say what's my personal opinion, yeah, my personal opinion is would be five and the two. Because if that's what you're sort of asking in terms of my personal opinion, sure.
And I'm just asking opinions right now, that's all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I when it was brought up to me, I thought, you know, this is one of the things we've talked on in my previous term when I was sitting on economic development. It was about the flow of information, both from IDA, from, you know, some of the other components, you know, ensuring that this body was informed and understood directionally where we were going with some of this stuff. Now, we've had, you know, since I've been back, there's, you know, I'm seeing efforts being made. I'm just saying that I thought having two legislators on the IDA as a participant in the review process and creating jobs and understanding could be of great value to this committee.
But which scenario do you like? The five plus the two or the seven plus the two?
Well, I don't know if we can do seven plus two. I don't know.
You're normally limited to, again, as I recollect, because this is basically what happened. Unfortunately, I hate, you know, I'm sorry I have to go back, but unfortunately that's where it goes. It was originally a five-member board, right? Four majority appointments, one minority appointment. At the time, the legislature was 17-16, and so there was sort of a push to kind of say, well, look, the legislature is almost evenly divided. The IDA board should have more representation, and so that's when it got, you can bump out to an additional two board members. I'm pretty sure it's a maximum of seven. But I will go look. I will go double check that. And so as a result, it became five majority appointments and two minority appointments.
I think that as you add more, it starts to get a little muddy.
I think if you're going to take the step of having a legislator on that board, they need to have a vote. Assuring as an advisory.
I'm sorry, they need to be the
core seven. Right. Just having the additional two without having a vote on that board is really.
I'd like to make a suggestion because
I think the original question was, could two people be added in for interviews? For me, it seems like that's not something like that the whole legislature knew. Maybe if you're going to have to meet to make a decision, and I think try to appoint somebody this month, or try to appoint the whole board this month, maybe let the rest of the legislature know that there's a desire to consider having these two seats for legislators, see if anybody from the legislature else would like to interview and make the decision that you are, I think there has to be a decision of whether, there's still for me a point of confusion as to whether you are just two additional interviewees, like 12 people, did you rise to the top out of that? You didn't get in the bottom five now. Or are we setting up a situation where we're dedicating two seats to the legislature? That's new to me,
and I think the whole legislature needs to make a decision about that. Which is why I asked if we could add them in at the end after Mike had finished interviewing to interview.
But I still don't understand whether they were interviewing for one of seven seats against 11
one
other
of
applicants.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, they've got to interview for one of seven seats. Yeah, no. I think that's,
so you're not proposing that we designate two seats for legislators?
I'm not in my proposal, no. That's why, if you notice why okay. I said if you ask my opinion, because remember, she asked my opinion, you're asking a different question, right? Yes. You know, my opinion, I'm very comfortable with having two legislators on there. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Well,
right?
Hector, my opinion, if that was your opinion, then that should have been put forth a month ago, put out to the entire legislature.
Well, we didn't discuss it till this weekend, and so there you go.
This weekend.
So,
what's today?
Well,
Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm bringing it up now, Jim.
So, anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
No.
Second.
Are we postponing
this?
What
are we doing? It's like, no, I'm not going to adjourn right now. Meaning, are we going to be meeting next week to go and discuss this? Because if not, are they going to be interviewed?
The plan, Hector, I'm going to check with number one legislative counsel and the county attorney. I don't care what Dave Donaldson did 10, 12 years ago. Okay? I don't care. That's when Dave was sitting there. He did whatever he wanted. And that's okay.
Okay, so are you going to let them interview? That's the question.
I'm going to check to see if they can be on the board.
Hold on.
And if they legally can be,
then
you'll open it up for further interviews?
I think we got to open it up to the entire legislature.
Why would it just be...
They're on the committee.
And that's what I was trying to say in a sense, and I understand what you're saying, to vote. I get that part.
Right.
You're going to sit there and you want
to
freaking say,
I don't like it.
I was calling it an advisory board, because then it stays within this committee, which makes the most sense. So could it be an advisory board with voting rights? Do you know what I'm saying?
Those are all good questions that, you know, in the course of this we had not thought through.
Right.
So,
because it was...
I think it was really in its truest sense when we started talking about this. And, you know, I can't speak for you, but I know it, you know, I thought long and hard about it. About the value add. About the value add of having the continuity between what is going there and what is happening here. And to me, it felt like the right thing.
No, I just think there's a lot of stuff that has to be answered, and then we can fall it into line. I'm just too tired right now to do any more.
All right. So, I mean, we are meeting next week. clearly in between now and then we will, you know, we will have all the various councils involved.
Well, obviously now we have to meet next week just to discuss this part of it. We can't come in. How am I, you're telling me, I can't pick my three bottom when
saying,
I don't even know who the bottom is anymore.
I'm just saying for right now, we're going to be meeting next week regardless, right?
You got a 15, 20 minute meeting.
Oh, sure.
And it was to bring in our bottom three to be tallied, and then if there was a consensus to put the names on these resolutions and move them to the floor for the meeting. Obviously, if you know.
Well, we will go back.
Are we bringing in the bottom three?
There's a whole new scenario that came up here. And again, I apologize that, you know, but it wasn't even one of those things that said, okay, let's do it.
They each took time. I mean, there's a whole thing where, you know, and that's okay, which is why I said interview, if you notice.
They each took time. I don't understand that statement. Yeah.
When he brought it to us. Yeah. It was a thought out thing. And neither one of us, and I think probably what he was saying was, I don't want to bring it forward if you're not interested in this.
There's no point in it. So.
Well, it should have been brought to the whole committee.
It is being brought to the whole committee.
After the fact, Hector. Maybe I want to sit on it.
Right. You know, Hector.
But maybe I do.
You just said no.
But it's very mixed signals. But let's act like we're a committee and that we're committed to the purpose of what the committee's about. And I like the idea, but I don't also want to go to the current IDA and say, well, we really like you, but I don't think it sends a very clear message.
What do you mean to the current IDA? I mean, you're talking about the pool, because it's not the current IDA. There's only how many incumbents? Four returning IDA board members? That's it, right? So, meaning it's not even the full board.
I get
all seven of them aren't even applying
again. Respect.
No, to the pool. That's what you're talking about.
So change my words to the pool. Let's have some respect for what they've been doing, and let's not just change it midstream and make it about us.
Well, I can say that definitely. That's why I told tonight, and I answered Hector sitting at this table. You know, where I gave my final answer. Yeah. You know, because I just. Again, that was one of my hesitations. Was again respecting the time and effort
that they took and going through the process.
I respect that.
I think the value that this could add to this committee
and to the body and to the county and to the IDA incidentally. Yeah. It's a very good opportunity. I didn't want to let it pass.
So we're still meeting next Tuesday to go discuss our bottom three.
So we post
To discuss, and at this point, I guess we will move to adjourn. Well, then no action
motion
taken.
A second.
No action. I mean,
postpone.
Fine. I'll postpone these till next week. Okay. Moved.
Is there a second on that? There you go.
Aye. Fine. On that one.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.